Nothing you can't play it there, it just felt...
Felt a little strange, yeah.
It has more drive, a little faster.
Well, let's try to hear faster. I don't want to go too fast, because these guys are learning melody, too, so... All right, let's try 1, 2, 3, 4.
That when you said don't speed up, it's always sped up.
Okay. Let's see where we are.
I saw his hand, I paid attention to his.
Don't watch the hand.
Okay. Let's try it with an external time source.
That's a great idea.
Okay, let's try it there. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think part of it really is a sound thing, that if you're tentative with your ride cymbal sound, it dies away quicker. If it dies away quicker, you have a tendency to want to play it again.
So I'm paranoid about, like, I always am with every instrument being too loud. Am I too loud on the drums?
There's a difference between loud and, I'm not totally sure how drummers approach this, but there's a sense of weight behind every beat.
You've heard about, I've heard you talk about that before, where you're hitting.
Yeah, it's just a follow through thing. Yeah, because you want to feel like, you know, when you're dancing, you want, it's dance music at the end of the day.
The good drummers can play really intense things without volume.
Yeah.
Or they can control their volume.
But still have
control.
And that's, kind of true with any instrument, too. I mean, we've talked about it in our piano lessons. Yeah. Just that you want to feel like you have the weight of your whole arm behind each note. With bass players, it's definitely a physical thing.
It's with drumming too.
With guitar, I don't know what the equivalent is. But just, you know, even some people like tapping their foot or their heel along with things in order to get that sense of weight. Let me, because it's a subtle thing, but it makes a huge difference in terms of how you perceive a tune like this. Let me try once. I'm not sure I can do it much.